Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, the drama went away. I was so looking forward to saying, Pete Najarian, what do you think of the Vikings pick? But I'm going to have to call him in a couple hours, and it's going to be like 1 in the morning in Florida, and I don't want to do that to him. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, my co-host on Sunday mornings where we're having a ball with the huddle, and this guy loves not just stocks but the draft. He loves the draft. Of course, he's played in the NFL, so he knows what it takes to make it as well. So he's not just somebody that does a podcast. He actually played it, so he knows what he's looking at when he sees it. Pete, I understand that, you know, whatever happens, happens, and if this makes the Vikings better, it makes the Vikings better. But I was getting so excited for this pick. What were you anticipating as they headed towards 12?
Oh, I literally was on my feet with my wife. We're both talking about it. We're looking at it. I said, you know what? We're going to be able to finally get the guy that we wanted to get, you know, and Jordan Davis, this big defensive tackle. Worst case, not terrible, but, you know, next case, okay, we get the strong safety from Notre Dame. That would be fantastic as well. And now we trade all the way down to 32. And, Maxie, I don't know that I like that trade at all, any part of it. First of all, I loved being in position to have a pick of so many available different players that most people probably never thought would be there at 12. Yep. I mean, there's across the board, Maxie, there are players that you could name that you'd say, you know what, we could take this guy, we could take that guy. And, you know, I think it's been pretty interesting. We haven't seen a whole lot of trades early on. We have seen no quarterbacks getting taken, no running backs, no tight ends, quite a few receivers, some offensive linemen, some defensive linemen. Cornerbacks all of a sudden were kind of a rage for a moment or two early, very early. Made some sense because, you know what, you always need corners in the NFL. We all know that. And I think if you think that they are going to be exceptional, it's okay to take them really, really high because you're looking for somebody who's got that unbelievable athletic ability above everybody else maybe in the draft. But I got to tell you, I'm so disappointed that we have done what the Vikings, you know, regardless of who's been sitting in that seat, have done for a long time, which is trade down. I just don't like that we traded down.
I hear you.
And we picked up picks later rounds, and I know everybody says, well, you know, but those can be pretty valuable. When you've got the 12th pick and you move to 32 and then you pick up a couple of later round picks, I'm not so sure that that's the direction that I would have wanted us to go. I really was excited, Maxie. There is no way unless we figure out a way to trade up, and I don't think we have the fuel to do that now, to get Jordan Davis or to get some of the players that I think are available that we were talking about that potentially really could fit with the Vikings. And unfortunately, now that looks like that's over. At 32, it doesn't mean it's a terrible pick. There's a lot of guys who slide for all the wrong reasons. But I got to tell you, Maxie, up at 12, I really, really loved where we were. I was so excited about that. And the second I heard that we were trading out of it, I looked at my wife, and she said no, and I said no. And the two of us said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe we did this again.
I know. Do you think they wanted Garrett Wilson, and once he was gone?
You know, that's always a possibility. Whoever they had selected that they really felt was the, who they wanted at that spot, that certainly could have been part of the case. But, Maxie, you can't tell me that all these players that are coming out of Georgia this year, and there are many of them that are going to be in this first round, but all of those players and the best defense in the entire country, and they really were absolutely the best. I mean, they were something special to watch.
Yeah, that was different. That was different, wasn't it?
There was something really different about that, and it's just, oh, my goodness, I got to tell you, I'm frustrated about it. You can tell.
We were all so excited because we wanted to break this pick down, you know? Jordan Davis just goes to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia just stole who I think is the sleeper, maybe, not total sleeper. He went at 13, but this guy is so dominant, and I'm watching TV as I'm talking to you. He's the biggest guy I've seen walk out there yet. He is so big and so strong and so athletic and just has all the things you want in a football player. I just can't believe that we passed on taking this guy. I really can't.
I know. I kind of locked into him today. You know, I thought, if things fall right, Davis is going to be the guy, and that's going to be who they target, because it made a lot of sense because the way they played football this year, they didn't have a lot on those, on the 2-1 position. Now, I know they're talking about 3-4 and all those things, but I even thought at a 3-4, he becomes more valuable playing over center and 2-gap, you know?
Yeah, and I had some long discussions today with a lot of different guys around the NFL and college game, and we all kind of agreed, look, there are 3-4 defenses, there are 4-3 defenses. It really comes down to what you really want to look like on each individual play.
Yeah.
You want to have your outside linebacker put his hand in the dirt and play like he's a defensive end? Sure, you can do that. We've done it with Barr for years. We've done it with a lot of different players. And so I look at this as, you know what, if you get a big guy like this, and I think he is extremely unusual, but you get a big guy like this to be in that center, and he can run sub 4.8 40, he can run the three cone drills, all those things, but also has everything on tape that you ever wanted him to have. I don't know that I've seen in many years now a defensive tackle that had the talent that this guy's got. And it's just amazing that we didn't stay where we were, Maxie. It's just frustrating for me because he really is a special, special player. And you don't get those opportunities very often. I mean, you and I usually would say, well, this guy's got great size. You know, he's about 6'5 and 315 or 20 pounds. But this is a guy who's almost 6'8" tall and weighs 360 pounds and yet can still run the 40 faster than some of the running backs in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
I saw a piece. His mom dropped him off at the playground one day when he was a kid because she saw kids playing football. And she said, and when he turned around, the car was gone. And it was her way of saying, you're going to get involved in something. And she knew it was best for him. And obviously, as they say, the rest is history. Why do you think we haven't seen any quarterbacks yet?
I don't think it's for a lack of talent. I just think it's need right now. And the teams that were in certain spots, I think they just identified that they can get away with what they've got presently. I think once we see the first quarterback go, you'll probably, like the wide receivers, like the cornerbacks, you might see two or three go in a row. But, you know, that's the kind of streakiness sometimes of the draft as well. Everybody's kind of waiting around and looking. But, you know, is there any one guy that really stood out, I think, for the year? I don't know that there is that guy. I don't know if there's a guy who's got that absolute it factor that you're looking for. I think there's some very, very good top-end quarterbacks. But are they they really aren't those top 3, 4, 5 pick type guys. These guys are very good and quality, but they're just not at that level. So I think that we'll see a run on those quarterbacks eventually. And I think later in this first round.
If you're the Vikings, do you see a scenario where you take one of them at 34 maybe? I think at 32 they're going to take somebody that's going to play right away next year because you got a new staff. But at 34, do you see any scenario where they go, hey, Kenny Pickett's still there, and he can be the heir apparent to Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I would love to see that happen, Maxie. And if now that's a huge if.
That's a huge if. That's 20 picks away, you know?
Yeah, and if a guy like that is available, we absolutely would be foolish not to take him because we need somebody who's going to be that next quarterback. And if that means he sits around for a year or 2 years or 3 years, that's really not the worst thing in the world. I've always believed that's where quarterbacks do learn the game and they understand the game a lot more, and they're, it's not quite as fast for them if they don't have to enter till year two or year three. I think that's a great way to do it, and it doesn't shock them. You know, they're Aaron Rodgers sitting behind Favre for a couple of years. You know, those things I think are very healthy. We don't get that anymore. Nowadays, when you get a guy and he's somewhere in that top three or four or five picks in the draft, people want to see him on the field, and they should want to see him on
yes.
the field. Problem is, when they get on the field, they don't look like they did in college. Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
It's a different game once you get to the NFL.
Yeah, for sure, and that's always a crapshoot of quarterbacks. Some organizations almost have philosophies that you don't take them in the first round. Kyle Hamilton is a guy that Chris Tubbs is crazy about. Do you think he's a generational safety that you'd put in there for the next 10 years?
No.
No.
I don't, but I do like him. I think he's a very good safety. I will say this though, Maxie, a lot of the time when you're watching games, and that's where I think it really matters, but when I watch games, I always wonder who's the guy who stands out most, in this game. Who's the guy who really looks like a guy who ought to be playing in the NFL now? And I didn't feel that. Now, it doesn't mean that he's not that capable to be able to be that player. And he's got great size, he's got decent speed, but it's not great speed, Maxie. Game speed is okay as well, but it's not unbelievable. I just don't know that right now that's the direction that we should go. But that's not to say he couldn't be a good player, but good player versus great player, that's a big difference. And speed in the NFL really does matter. And if you take a look at those wide receivers that went, there's a real reason that the receivers and those cornerbacks that have been drafted so far, they all are unbelievably fast. And I see Hamilton just went.
Yeah, I went to the Ravens, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, let me, last question. You got Jermaine Johnson and Boye Mafe, two Minnesotans sitting out there, one from Hopkins, one from Eden Prairie. Yeah. Do they both get taken in the first round, do you think?
If you'd asked me that at the start of this, I would have said yes. Now I just wonder if they maybe slip a little bit further. I think they're both talented enough to be first round draft picks, though. I think Johnson did an absolutely amazing job and showed off what he could and what he really has in him. I think Boye Mafe made his name at the Senior Bowl. Everybody got an opportunity to see this guy that they hadn't really thought a lot of until they got a chance to see him up close and see how athletic, how fast, how all of the things that you're wanting to see in a player. I think they both do finish up here in the latter part of this first round.
All right, Pete. Well, hopefully we'll have some up news by the time we do it on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. Love doing the huddle with you every Sunday. We'll do it again this Sunday. We're just going to have to stay. And you're on Florida time, so you got to stay up really late to see who the Vikings end up taking.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but I think I'm going to have to do it because I've got to see what they were thinking.
Okay. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You bet. Pete Najarian, nice enough to join us. He's always fun. We'll do it again on the huddle at 10 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.